She's don't say shit else. I'm about to go live.
Okay.
You know, every time you say that, it records like the first minute before you say that.
No.
And puts it online.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When I hit the button, I say, don't say shit that you don't want out there. So it's not out there.
I want everybody to hear my shit.
All right. Anywho.
I fart, you fart, we fart. Got the farts and the hearts. I farts, you farts, we farts. No? See, that's what I'm talking about. That's online.
Right. But did you say anything?
No.
Okay.
But
you're good. You're good, bro. You're good. I got this.
So annoying.
What is up, guys? Wall J here, and I'm here with my annoyed co-host.
Art of War. Across the board, you got producer Chris.
What's going on?
Why are we talking all this shit, man, right before the podcast? And he's like, don't talk shit if you don't want it out there. I'm like, no one's talking shit, man. You're talking all this shit. Jesus Christ.
I'm not talking shit. You're talking shit.
And your face is talking shit.
About assholes and shit.
I hate assholes.
Why do you hate assholes?
If you waste my time asking me a question and I give
explain
you.
Explain to the people what an asshole is.
Okay. Let's define the parameters of asshole. An asshole is a person that asks you a question, advice, so on and so forth, and you give them the answer, the correct answer, and then they fucking go and do the other opposite of whatever you gave them. You're an asshole. Don't ask me for shit.
And then they come back and they ask you again.
And then they ask me again, the same one. I'm like, man.
Motherfucker, did I not tell you?
And then when they finally do listen to what I say, because maybe have a little experience in that specific subject, they're like, oh man, what you said was right the whole time. I was like,
duh.
You're an asshole. Not even an asshole anymore. Now you're an asshole. It's not cool, man. You're wasting my time. And I don't mind having talks with people and helping people out, but like, don't ask me what's my advice and you say you're going to follow it and then do the exact opposite and then come back talking about, well, the results didn't happen how I expected it. I was like, wait, now try what I told you. And then you try it and then you come to me like, that worked exactly like how you said. I was like, you're an asshole. Time waster.
Stop wasting my motherfucking time.
It's boss.
That's from a movie.
Well, one other thing too is like shit talkers, right? So like what defines a shit talker? A shit talker is saying something that you wouldn't say to the other person's face.
Yes.
Or say to a certain party's face.
Mm-hmm.
But you say it all over everywhere else. Right?
Like on social media and shit.
Social media, whatever it may be. It doesn't matter.
It could be in person.
It could be in social media. It could be whatever, right? And this frustrates me. I'm like, if you can't say it to their face, you're just a shit talker now. So you should be able to say it. I mean, obviously you don't have to be – obviously when like you have a certain kind of feelings and you're venting, that's something, right? You know what I mean? But you should – and maybe the tone that you vent and the words that you choose when you're venting is going to be different than when you tell that person how you feel or what the issue may be. Maybe that has to change because, you know, you got to think about it. You're talking to a human being. I mean, you don't want to like berate them because you have an issue with them or whatever. And make them feel even worse, but you need to let them know exactly what's going on because you complaining to me or anybody else about that person and not telling them, like, that does them no service. And that doesn't help your cause out either. Does that make sense? It's like, why would you do that?
There again, time wasters.
Time wasters. You know what? And I was doing that. I remember for a while and like, I had to do a little bit of self-reflection. I'm like, well, why am I saying these things? And I just need to tell that person, you know, so you go tell that person and all of a sudden I like feel better. Oh, I don't feel so bad. You know, I think you're an asshole because of this. This is what you're doing. And then maybe you can come to some sort of resolution. And maybe their reasonings for certain things were different than what you expected. And maybe they aren't the assholes. And maybe you're kind of the asshole.
Maybe sometimes they, you know, they just love having that drama in their life.
They could also like having that drama in their life. That's true.
That's why I like you guys because, you know, I feel like I can say anything to you guys. Like,
well, and you fucking do too.
Yeah, whether you like it or not.
Well, whether I like it or not, I'm like, yo, I don't like being called fucko or asshole or faggot or any other crazy word. Like, I don't like that. I don't talk it, but you still do it to me anyways.
No, that's not what I meant. What I meant is this, that we can have a disagreement and I can tell you, no, I don't like that.
Yeah.
And whether you get, you know, offended by it or not. We're still going to be boys at the end of the day.
It doesn't change my feelings about
you. Because, you know, you do have the right to get offended.
Well, that's the thing. It's like everybody, that's another thing. You've heard me say this multiple podcasts now. And if you guys know me in real life, It's totally okay to be offended, bro. You're not going to agree with everything, you know, and you shouldn't try to change that person. Just try to make your point across. And if they're not going to change right then anyways. When you deliver your side of it, they're never going to change. Realize that. You're not changing.
Excuse me. Oh, jeez.
Sorry about that.
Hey, you got riled up.
If Wallow's trying to change my mind on something, just know that my mind more than likely isn't going to change radically right there. I mean, it's like a really, really open person to like, not that analyze that. But typically what will happen, and I'm using myself as an example, so I'm not picking anybody else out. Wallow tells me something. I'm like, nah, I don't agree with that. It's bullshit because of this, this, and this. But if I take that information that he got and
he later on. Personal as shit.
No. I wasn't going that direction. So now you're going a different direction. And I take it and I sit on it and I think about it and maybe I look up whatever information he gave me and maybe that changes my mind and I can come back and say, you know what? I think you're right. Or it's a combination of this, this, and this.
So
and then you have some good meaningful things, but realize you're never going to change somebody's mind right then.
So it's not the fact that I'm bringing something up to you. It's the fact that you went and checked with something else like Google.
No, it's not that.
Google said, yeah, you might be right.
Well, my point is like, it doesn't even have to be a hard fact. It could just be like a way of thinking. You know what I mean? It could be just a way to treat people or a way to, or something. It should be something to that matter. Or just like some sort of some of the most complicated relationships are social relationships and how you make them work. Not everybody clicks and talks the same language. You know what I mean? I'm not talking about like English, Spanish, you know, German. I'm just talking about like, the way that you talk to me is definitely different than how I talk to you. You know what I mean? We have different ways of talking to people.
So, oh yeah, you definitely don't want to ask me how to talk to people.
Yeah, no. Well,
the older I get, the least patience I have. And
you totally do. As a matter of fact, when I introduce, I'm like, hey, listen, everybody has a grumpy uncle. This one's mine. This is Wallow. just know he's going to say some weird shit. You're probably not going to agree with it, but he's a good person. I promise.
I just tell people, it's like, you know, he can come off as a little abrasive.
Yeah,
but it's fine.
But he's a sweetheart. He'll give you the shirt off his back. He'll give you the last dollar in his wallet. He'll drive across town to pick up some homeless dog who was seen and was posted about on Facebook without being asked, without anything. Take that dog and take care of him. That's the kind of person Wallow is. You know what I mean? But he also doesn't put up with shit either. Someone talks shit to him, he's going to let him know what's up. Or if somebody's saying something he doesn't agree with him, he's going to stop him right there and say, boom. And if you try to like be cool to his face and fist bump him, he's probably not going to fist bump you back. No. Until you rectify whatever issue he has with you previous.
Yeah, you can go suck a nut.
Just one? Just one?
Well.
One, I mean, if you're lucky.
Yeah. Okay. The left one, preferably.
The left one. I don't know. Yeah, maybe the left one.
I'm too old to be putting up with, you know, high school bullshit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just don't want to deal with it. If you're a dick and you know that you were a dick and then you're going to see me and you're going to come up to me and say, what's up? You know, I mean, like, fuck you. You know,
what's up, dick?
Yeah. I mean, it's like, we ain't cool like that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's what really prompted all that talk anyway?
I don't know. You know how we do. We start talking about something and we branch out.
I remember. Well, that's what it was. It was somebody was messaging me or something like that and fucking kind of, and I think I was venting a little bit like, hey man, you know,
I wish my brother would stop commenting, and I know he sees the phone number on the stream. If you got something to say, motherfucker, just pick up the phone and give us a call.
The Angel?
Yeah.
Oh, Angel, you know Angel got lots. Well, this is another thing too. So this also goes another way. So like, let's say somebody is, I'm friends with you, and somebody's complaining to me about you.
Yeah.
Like,
go talk to him.
Listen, yeah, that's what I'm gonna say. Like, whoa, you're talking to the wrong dude, and he's my friend. You need to go figure that out with yourselves. Like, I'm not gonna like listen to you talk shit about my friend either. You know what I mean? Now, if there's something that is concerned, you know, maybe I'll play mediator or something. That's fine, but like, don't talk shit about people to other people, man. Especially if they're boys with them.
I just want to be there to watch.
It's funny because Angel and I be having a discussion and we get into an argument.
Oh, people think it's full blown fighting.
People think that we're like. Like we actually don't like each other, and they try to intervene, and then we're like, we turn on that person.
Yeah, both of you jump on that.
Shut the fuck up! Yeah. This does not concern you at all.
Nah, man, you're supposed to sit. You're supposed to sit in the back. No, just watch.
Yeah, you don't.
You're like, whoa, are they gonna fight?
You definitely do not want to get into the middle of our conversations if we're arguing or whatever.
No.
At the end of that argument, we're gonna end up laughing anyway. So it's, you know, don't intervene, because we will turn on people in a heartbeat, and we've done it.
I don't. Sure. I watch them. I'm like, oh, you guys are crazy.
We've done it at fucking, you know, lunch. Lunch. Where people
UFC fights.
At work, you know? It's crazy. But anyway, yeah. If we ain't cool and you know you're a dick, don't come up to me, man. Just go about your business.
Or that doesn't mean like if you, and this is another thing too. I'm sorry, Chris. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, hold on.
Hola, Angel.
What's up, bitch?
You see the difference between the way we both communicate?
It's up.
I'm like, hello, Angel. And he's like, what's up, bitch?
Uh-oh.
I'm like,
we're having issues. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Why are we having an issue?
Is your volume up?
My volume's up.
On
bro.
The iPad?
Yeah. All the way up.
I'm all the way up.
All right. Sorry, bro. Sorry, call Angel. Us back.
Bye. Because
I heard the ring.
I heard the ring, too.
It was pretty faint, too, though. Was it plugged in right?
Whoa.
Oh, my goodness. There it goes.
All right. Let's see if it works now.
Yeah, he didn't have it plugged in, dude.
No, it was plugged in.
Angel, what's up, buddy?
There he is.
What up, bitches?
Hey, Wallo didn't have you plugged in, man. He's like, I don't know why this doesn't work. I'm like, plug the cord.
No, I unplugged it and plugged it back in. That's
what it was. You had it in the wrong hole. It's a common issue.
What's up, my ninja?
Nothing, man. I'm getting right into the best conversation about being dicks and shit.
Yeah, did you like that, right? You got some good input on that. What's that?
I've told this guy to come on the podcast plenty of times, and he hasn't wanted to.
Matter of fact,
today we're talking about dicks, and he's like all over. He's like,
I like the gummy ones. What? It's like worms.
This is my subject. I got to call in on this one.
Hold on. How many should I have? All of them.
About dicks and being assholes, not the shit that you eat, punk.
Oh, got you, Wallo.
Hey, he's a black belt in verbal karate, bro. You don't want to mess with my brother. I'll tell you that much right now. He may not be able to beat your ass, but you're gonna leave. With your feelings
with
hurt for sure.
Feelings.
Hey, your ego is gonna get beat the fuck up.
Oh yeah. Sometimes that's worse.
That's come correct.
Oh yeah.
It's worse for me. I'd rather get punched than fucking shit.
Yeah, I can take a punch and a kick and a submission, but sometimes those words, man.
Yeah, words hurt.
How'd it go? If you can take a dick, you can take a joke.
Wait. It's not like a hey, listen, it's a joke, not a hard dick. Why are you taking it so hard?
This is neutral arts, not just to you.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, see, he's equal opportunity, man. He's going to talk shit to everybody.
Yeah.
You don't get, you know, you're not special. You don't get special it. Shit talk. He's just going to talk y'all.
So what you got to add in on this, Angel?
Oh, no. You guys were talking about, like, getting heated. And me and Wallo have gotten into some heated shit before. But, you know, like you said, at the end of the day, we're still boys.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's super important thing to do. But, you know, like, Wallo definitely communicates different than I do. Definitely communicates different. Well,
no,
Chris and Wallo communicate the same. I communicate different. I'm what you call a feeler.
Yeah, you're the special one of the group.
I'm special.
You have feelings.
I have feelings and shit. You know, I care about what like people that. Think.
Me
which
and Wallo,
is to my detriment a lot of times.
Fucking
you know what
souls
I mean?
Are black. Just black as night.
Yeah, they don't care.
We got no feelings to hurt. No. There's, I love those people that say, man, me and my friends, man, we never get into it. It's like, then you're not really good friends.
No.
Because trust me, the guy who's probably
you?
The bestest friend I've got, or I shouldn't say the bestest, but the longest going, shit, man, me and him's wound up two fucking knockdown dragouts before, like actual fights. And then be fishing in the lake the next weekend going, man, I can't believe you. Like, we got into a fight in school, and I accidentally hit the teacher trying to hit him. Yeah.
Nowadays, that's some jail time.
Yeah, no, I got suspended for that one. But, shit, we were fishing that weekend fucking laughing a bit. Man, I can't believe you fucking hit the teacher. I was like, well, I wasn't aiming for him.
I was aiming for you.
I was aiming for your dumb ass.
Shit. That's so funny, man. But, yeah, no, man, you got it. Hey, Angel, do you have an asshole story?
Oh no! It's always funny though when people used to see me and Wallo like either get into it or just have disagreements, and they think they can jump in, and then we just look at each other and this tag team, we're on their ass.
That's right, Mambo Brothers.
Yeah,
like don't take that special opportunity because it's not going to happen the way you think.
No, it's like we're not going to turn on each other for you. We're going to turn. Mm-mm. We're going to turn on you.
Yeah, we're going to fuck you up first. Yeah. Then we'll get back to fucking each other. Right?
And you're like, listen, man, the argument wasn't even that.
You're supposed to show the shrug.
Yeah, exactly. But that argument wasn't even that serious. You're like, literally, I want that last donut. You're like, no, motherfucker, I want the last donut. And that's how it started. I'm just saying shit can happen over some food for me.
Oh, yeah.
I usually just give it. Here, man, go ahead and fucking take that donut. I don't need that shit.
Yeah, I was fucking with Wallow because I was at his house today helping him do something. And I was in his kitchen. I was like, yo, these donuts ain't keto. He's like, fuck you, I ain't keto no more. I was like, all right.
I'm like, you can't. Are you ketoing me?
You
see, ketoing
me? Oh, you got the keto flu. Bro, you should have seen. When he said the donuts, I'm like looking at Wallow. I'm like, motherfucker, that's why you're not at the gym. You're sitting at home.
Well, two of them were missing. So
yeah. Two?
Yeah.
It was. He did good. It was only a 4-pack.
Oh, okay. That's not
yeah.
bad.
Yeah.
That's not
bad. I had one last night and one this morning.
There
yeah.
you go.
Are you motherfuckers my nutritionist all of a sudden?
I mean, no. I can be.
Okay.
No, absolutely not.
Tighten you up.
Jeez.
I know a guy.
Yeah, tighten you up. You're a little loose.
Mm-hmm. My ass is tight, though.
Says him.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Let me tell you what, dude. I got a message or actually a thing sent
from
my good buddy today on Facebook. It was sent to my page, my buddy Nick Wagner. He's the owner of Black Hive Tattoo, and he was just kind of like gave me a little shout out for starting him on his fitness journey. He was well over 300 pounds, and now he looks amazing. He doesn't really train with me as much, but the philosophies I was able to kind of give him at that time, he listened to. So he's the epitome of not being an asshole.
No, he is not that.
He is the exact opposite.
Yeah. If he does ask you for your opinion on something, you better take that shit serious, because Nick's like the rest of us. He don't really give a fuck about a lot of people's opinions. Mm-mm. But if he asks you about yours, then he legitimately yeah. wants to know and he cares about it.
Yeah.
So, because trust me, I've done a lot of shit with fucking Nick. Me and Nick's got into it over some dumb shit before too. And it fucking hilarious. Because
talking about that penis you drew on your leg?
No.
Or your boy drew on your leg?
Have you met him before? Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I'm a fucking idiot.
Oh my God.
This motherfucker.
Like he hasn't been on the podcast.
Well, somebody I was talking to this week, they were like, you know, talking about Nick. And I was like, you know, what they were saying didn't add up. I was like, you talking about Nick Wagner? He's like, yeah, he's about this big. I was like, no, 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 no. That's not Nick Wagner. Nick Wagner's twice your fucking size.
Like, that's some Wallow shit.
Listen, Ho, when are you coming on the podcast?
Oh.
Yo, just invite me and I'll come through.
Motherfucker. How many times have I invited you?
How about like, you just have a standing invite? How about that, Angel?
Okay. Well, just, you know, let me know.
All right. See you next weekend.
I'm down.
Next weekend.
I want to do that. I want to get him over to the house for a fight.
The weekend after.
Oh, yeah, weekend after. You're right.
Okay.
You're right.
It's holidays. We'll give him a pass. Hey,
my brother's coming through next week. So.
Yeah, yeah.
That's okay. Cool. Yeah,
yeah,
definitely.
It's holidays. We'll
bring your brother, too. Bring your brother, too, mofo. That'd be dope.
But
I don't think Jules is going to want to do this.
No? What's wrong with Jules?
Nothing.
Well, I'm spending time with the kids. So,
yeah. Oh, that's
but
different.
We are definitely we could do it afterwards. I'm down.
Cool, right, man.
Cool.
That'd be dope.
All right, hold on.
All right, man. Hey,
we can break down the difference between an asshole and a whole ass.
Hey, man. I appreciate your call, Angel. Talk to you later, buddy.
All right,
I'm
bro.
Whole ass, by the way.
You're a whole ass. Later. Yeah, man. So this is the first time that we had everybody here together, minus Sherry Arnold. Matadora Roja.
Yep,
she has some kid issues or something like that.
No, she's
running
she's
a 5K.
Yeah, she's running.
Oh, she's
a
running 5K. A 5K. So she's running. So
her body's falling apart, but she's running a 5K.
Listen, man, that chick, she's a tough chick. You know what I mean? She'll push through some injuries.
Whatever.
She'll
do if she was that tough, she'd be here right now.
No, listen, man. It's not like
that's how that works.
She yeah. she needs to get out and run and get her endorphins up and do those things, man. Everybody Whatever. Needs to do that. You need to do that, motherfucker. I didn't see you all week.
Ooh, he motherfuckered you.
I sure did. Well, one whole week.
And
yeah, you deserve one motherfucker at least. No, give me the. My name is Jeff.
My name is Jeff.
There it is.
My name is Jeff.
Times two. But no, seriously though, no, man. Come on, once a week. Come on. Yeah, shoot some videos.
Man, I've been doing. Well, didn't you buy like a whole bunch of stuff?
I did, so that way you can just use it right there. So that way you don't have to keep bringing your shit back and forth.
I have my own shit.
Okay, then bring it. Let's do it.
Why would I use your shit?
Is his shit not good enough?
I don't give. Yeah, what are you saying? My shit's not good enough?
No, not for me.
Well, then bring your shit, man. Let's fucking do some stuff. Actually,
why would I use your stuff that's new?
Listen.
When I'm already used to my shit.
Well, bring your shit then. So check this out. This is what we'll do. Okay. I want to shoot. Not just one technique that week, but I want to shoot like 5 or 6 of them. I have some pretty quick ones that we knock out real quick, mm-hmm. and we'll get that primo guys loaded. We got to get
Do
that.
Do I have to train?
Huh?
Do I have to train?
No,
just with the camera.
Okay,
just with the camera.
You're training behind the camera, baby.
But we'll knock it out like on a Saturday or something like that.
Oh, you, dude, you lost them.
What are you, he's not going to come on a Sunday, and he's not coming during the week, so what am I going to do?
Well, during the week, if you need me to film something, I'll...
Yeah, he'll come. Okay. I can tell you, bro, Saturdays, those are washes for Wallow, because one, he's hitting the training yard, then two, we got the podcast. That's it. That's his two things for the day.
He knows me.
Yeah, I know my boy. the only reason why I got him to do anything today is because he needed me to come help him with his dryer, and the fucking bridge was shut down in a nightmare yesterday.
So you can't make one day for the week for me?
Yeah. He'll come during the week.
Yeah, I just said I would.
But okay, you Friday. Said Saturday. You Friday. Were like, okay. you were Friday. Like, come
Friday's
Saturday.
Friday's good because Friday is a 1 hour class, and then I can knock out a bunch of the tech right afterwards. Okay. So 6:30, 7:30. So 7:30 on, we can knock that out.
Yeah, cool.
That'd be good.
Yeah, you got him. Just not Saturday, bro. Han. Ain't about
bro hog?
Bro Han.
What is bro? Han Solo?
Sure, if you want
the
to
fuck
go that
are you
route.
Talking about?
It's actually Broham.
I say Brohan.
That's what threw me off. I was like,
but okay.
Brohan.
Okay, mano.
That's him laughing in Spanish.
It's the only thing I can say in Spanish.
You say hola.
Idiot.
Fuck you.
Well, hey, man, I got an app, man, that so we can learn. It's called Babbel. It's pretty dope.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of it.
And I've actually been using it. Well, I just got it yesterday.
Bunch of Babbel.
It's pretty cool.
What is it?
So what it is.
Do you not know the Tower of Babbel?
So Babbel is an app that you can learn a bunch of different languages. But the way it does it is it not only does like voice recognition. So like when they say like whatever the sentence is going to be, like you say it back and it makes sure that you say it correctly. It'll say ding when it's done. And then also we'll have like pictures and then you'll collect those pictures with the words or whatever to make, you know, from English to Spanish. And if it's correct, it'll go ding and it'll say the name of the word or whatever, or say the word.
It's better than Rosetta Stone.
Definitely better than Rosetta Stone.
It picks up on enunciation and stuff like that. Make sure you're rolling your R's.
Yep. And it also will teach you formal and informal, where Rosetta Stone was only formal.
Yeah.
And then it also, does slang. It helps you spell it too. So like, for each lesson, you're going to say it verbally through. You're going to match them up. You're going to spell it as you verbally say. It's pretty freaking cool, man. But yeah, I mean, you know, you just knock out a couple lessons a day. You know what I mean?
What language are you trying to learn right now?
Spanish.
He's trying to get back to the language of his people.
His roots, yeah.
Yeah, well, a little bit. Well, I want to try to be able to have a pretty decent conversation by the end of this year. So that's the whole, not this year, but this 2019. So, but I mean, I have enough Spanish speaking friends and family, and there's no reason why I shouldn't be able to do it if I literally just put the time in every single day.
I know, because your teacher left. He went to Houston.
He did, but I still talk to him on the phone and talk shit to him.
Faggot.
Yeah. Fucking Robbie. Fucking Robbie, man.
Had to leave us like that.
I know.
Yeah. What an ass.
Fucking Hoto. Just saying.
That's a good word.
It is a good word.
Yeah. It was good. That must have been on his lesson today.
That was. Yeah, it tells me how to talk shit too. It's pretty cool. Yeah. But no, man, I really like it. It's a little bit. It's what's easier too is because like when I had Rosetta Stone, I had to carry my damn laptop around. It became a big pain in the D. But this on my phone, it's much easier.
Yeah, because I don't know if Rosetta Stone is. Have they finally gotten to the times and do they have an app now?
Maybe they do. I don't know. I just know that I like this the best.
Because I know I can get Rosetta Stone through work. But the problem is it's laptop based only. It's not mobile. So it's like, I don't have my laptop with me all the time.
Rosetta Stones.
But what's cool is that I was like, hey, man, if I knock this out, you know, throughout the year, and I'll be able to give a good, honest review at the end of the year of like how much I learn, how much I'm actually able to talk.
So you're trying to teach yourself Spanish.
Most definitely I am. Most definitely am. And I also have a new guy at one of my work who is a Cuban, and he speaks very fluent Spanish and like really, really good English.
Now, did he come here legally or illegally?
Legally. His father was illegal. His father and mother were illegal. They came over on a raft. No bullshit.
Hey, bro. Once you touch.
Yeah, he did what he had
know,
to do.
One foot in, you know, Cubans are granted asylum automatically.
Yep, exactly. So I mean, he's like, hey, man, my parents weren't legal, but I was legal. I made it. And, you know, his dad, check it out. So his father told him the same exact stuff that my grandfather told my dad about assimilation and two Americas and not speaking Spanish and making sure that you have all these different things that he had to do. And I just thought it was pretty interesting. Wow, that was happening in your family. But literally mine was three generations ago. His was one generation ago. He had to deal with all that.
Right. I think it's interesting because you find that because, I've got a friend who's Cuban. Same thing with him. His parents were illegal. He's legal. his father and mother were the same way.
Well, hold up. Don't they become legal once they touch, you know?
Well, they came illegally. They
came illegally, but once they made it, yes.
They didn't go through the process to come to America.
Let me ask you this.
Actually, his parents finally went through the proper channels to become
legal. So did my buddies.
But to get there, he apparently wasn't the case.
It's a little harder in Cuba, I'm sure, because...
Well, you know, it's a communist... Well, was.
Was. Still is. But it seems like you find that... Because, like, his family was the same way. But it seems like I've heard that kind of repeated with people that come from Cuba. It's like when they come here, you know, we're not Cuban Americans. We are Americans now.
Yeah.
You know, we are... You know, adopting American traditions, American language.
So let me ask you this. If Mexico was to become communist, would that happen to the Mexicans that come over?
No.
Would they be granted asylum immediately? Mm-mm. Why not?
I'm not sure what the deal is with that, man. I'm not educated on that. So I can't say.
That would be a real interesting thought just to follow that play out. Like if Mexico became communist, like what would the reaction be?
Right. I'm just curious.
I am too. I bet the fucking wall would go up in a fucking fast.
Oh, yeah.
There wouldn't be no arguments with that.
So speaking of the wall, man, so like you were talking about like there's some sort of military member who was creating a GoFundMe to build this wall.
It's a veteran lives it apparently in Hawaii.
No, he doesn't. He's here in Florida.
Okay.
Triple amputee.
I'm going to be extremely honest, man. Like a literal physical wall is just a visual representation of a wall. It's not going to stop anybody from coming over. It's not going to do it.
It's up to like 11 million.
Mm-hmm.
Can we use that and put it towards like people that are homeless?
Well, here's the thing. I saw that and I did share it. And I said the same thing. I said, instead of, you know, trying to put up a wall, why don't we try to help some people that actually need it? And I did a button because now it allows you to select like an organization. Mm-hmm. And I selected... homeless veterans.
Yeah.
And thank you, Sherry Arnold, for your donation. Thank you, Papa Sharon, for your donation.
So I have an issue with Facebook and the donation. Let me tell you what it is.
What?
Every time that I go to donate and I punch in all the information correctly, it says that there's an issue and I need to punch in more information. And it's not allowing me to do it. And I've tried to donate for my cousin Miranda's animal shelter thing. Yeah. I've tried to donate for my homegirl Sarah, her animal shelter thing over in Michigan and to get these pups some medications. I tried to do it with that right there. It's not allowing me to do it. So I don't know what the fuck's up with Facebook, but it's pissing me off.
Well, you have to set it up through didn't you set up PayPal?
I had set up PayPal, yeah.
Okay. I never have any issues when I'm donating to either Pit Sisters or whoever, you know. I know Sherry.
Here's just through Locker Room Talk, right? I'll show you what I'm talking about, but you guys keep working. Well, I'll show you afterwards.
But anyway, somebody else started another, you know, GoFundMe, whatever, to buy ladders.
Yes.
And I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty fucking funny. And listen, I'm not saying that I'm for or against illegal immigration. Whatever. It is what it is. If you come here, you come here, and, you know, whatever. I have no issues with you. But there was a guy who was making snarky comments saying, oh, we have $11 million raised. You know, obviously there's more people that want that wall than, you know, the Mexicans to come over. And I'm like, well, I did a little math and I'm like, okay, well, the border is 1,954 miles long.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The ladders have collected $68,000. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you buy a 20-foot ladder, it's about $120.
Mm-hmm.
So with the money that they collected, they could put a ladder all the way across every 29 miles and still have money left over. I'm like, they're gonna do it no matter what. They're gonna jump the fence somehow.
Or fly over or dig under.
Yeah, somebody else said the same thing. You know, it's like, I just fly over.
Dig under.
Somebody said, yeah, well, they'll become really good at pole vaulting.
I don't know, man. I think it's kind of silly. I think what it is like when people come over, they get caught, they get detained, they should be ported right back to the thing. And give them the paperwork for proper processing. Now, I understand that like America is, and the world now is not like how it used to be where it was like, oh, give me your port, give me. And we've talked about this before till face is red and horse is beaten. But unfortunately, that's not how the world is anymore. The population is like, what, 7 billion people? There's a lot more complications than when it was less people. And people still going out and expanding for land, you know what I mean, and planting flags and taking over you know, territories violently. It's no longer like that. I mean, it is.
Some
but
parts.
It's done different. It is. You're right. But it's done different. It's not the typical. Nobody's going over there and conquering a complete land and saying, this is mine now, plants the flag. No, what they're doing now is that they're going over there and they're buying all up that country.
I think
so. Germany has a lot more property here in the U.S. than a lot of people realize. Same with China.
I think that both sides.
Japan and China have more over here, and the United Emirates have a lot of property
here. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So these foreign governments have a lot of property here, right? That's how you take it over now. You buy up the stuff.
Well, I thought that, you know, even though that the latter thing was funny, you know, at the end of the day, they're both, you know, a little looking at this the wrong way.
It's
like
definitely
all that effort is like, you know, we have people that are homeless. We have people, veterans that are not getting the care that they need. We have, you know, animals, dogs, cats, you know, that are being thrown away and, you know, they need shelter too. You know, they have nobody to speak for them. So, you know, it's like all that effort that you're putting into this, let's build a wall and let's buy ladders. Let's help the people that really need it. You know, yeah. I'm more for humanity than illegal or against illegal immigration. You know, if I see somebody, whether they're legal or illegal and they're hurt and I can help them, I'm going to help them because they're a person too. So, but anyway, moving away from all that stuff, I'm not trying to make these podcasts political and shit.
Too late.
Yeah. Well, you know,
you did.
Well, I guess. Not try to make it any more political. Than
there you go.
Guess.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
How about
talking about?
Well, I wanted
to listen. Shit.
I know you wanted to talk about Gordon Ryan and.
I wanted to talk about it last week, and we forgot about it. That he won his first match at the ADC Worlds at 47-0. Did you see? I mean, we all saw Cyborg fucking bitch slapping him five times to get disqualified. But did you see the other altercation that happened?
Gracie Baja.
Hodger Gracie what is it? Last name? Almeida?
I read what the lawyer had wrote down in the paper, the official statement from Gracie Baja. And apparently Flavio Almeida was like leaning up against the fence. I saw him come over there, shook his hand or whatever, and they took an elbow, went down to the ground, was beaten.
Apparently, he lost quite a few teeth.
Lost teeth, has some cognitive issues, so on and so forth. And
oh, shit.
And that's a legit assault.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Especially when he looked at him, postured down, you know, shook his hand, so on and so forth. And they get.
Do we know what the issue was?
The issue is Gracie Baja is a very large organization, and they're expanding, and apparently went into, was it Hodrick Gracie's? Territory kind of deal. It's kind of like was it Hodger?
Well, Hodger is the one that was involved in it.
Who was the one who did the assaulting first?
Hodger Gracie.
Yeah, so Hodger. So apparently it was
Roger.
Roger, whatever. Yeah, it was a territorial type of dispute from what I read. Now that's crazy. That really, really is crazy. I mean, that's some very old school mentality as far as like that. It's like, you know, we have two Gracie Bajas here and there's no, you know, and I'm actually, you know, friends with the owner and stuff like that. And there's competing in business and there's like physical assault like that. I'm like, there's no way that I would ever, you know, or vice versa. It's like jiu-jitsu community, like,
yeah, but those are old school
here,
Brazilians.
That's what I'm saying. That's the difference.
Yeah.
At least here we understand business and actually competition is good. Competition is really good. It forces us to become better and be better for our people. For there, you know, Gracie Baja is the number one largest organization. They have the most associations and they pull in a lot of money and they do what they do. So
like, have you seen their, like, cause one of the groups I follow on Facebook is, Old Guys Rolling, and, they posted one of the guys, he got his black belt, and he posted the picture of their, I guess every federation has like their meetings kind of around this time of year.
Yeah, they have a huge one. Yeah, huge.
Well, he posted the photo of the meeting down in Brazil from Gracie. Holy shit.
You say Gracie, you got to say which ones because there's many
Gracies. Yeah, okay, Gracie Baja.
Okay.
But posted the picture from the Gracie Baja meeting and all like that. Fuck, dude. There's like 400 fucking people in that photo.
And realize that, like, you know, a lot of those academies, like, before, like, they're people will say that they have these large academies. They have multiple academies, but a lot of them don't have typically more than 40, 50 people. Greasy Baja has a lot of them that are well over 200, 300 people. Like the ones here, my buddy owns, he has like 300 people.
You can say his name. We like Roberto.
Roberto owns. He has over 300 people in a school, and I'm actually really happy that he does. That means jiu-jitsu is being spread. Now I am obviously a smaller school and I don't mind the competition and the people that quite don't fit into his mold, because they're very particular in how they want their uniforms and all that kind of stuff, that don't fit in that mold and that like maybe want a different kind of culture, a different kind of look or feel, you know, he brings me those people, mm-hmm. you know? So it's like,
well, I know you've done the same thing for him.
For sure. Like people that, you know, people say it's counterintuitive to like bird dog a person over to the competition, like air quotes competition. But for me, it's not. What I want is to spread jiu-jitsu. I want people to be happy wherever they're at. If it's not with me, I'm going to point you to the legit people in town. I'm saying, hey, listen, go to this person, go to that person. Where do you live? Check these guys out. They have good reputation. These are good people. I've been in here for 11 years now, going on 12 years. I was like, I can tell you all the good people in town. I'm not going to tell you who the bad people is, but I'm not going to suggest them, you know? And
Master Dave.
so there's a story. So there's this guy named Master Dave Hartsook.
We told it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry. So he was a fraud. But anyway, so, and I had no problem saying, hey, you're a legit fraud. And he knows it. It is what it is. But I didn't go over there and like punch him in the face or anything like that. And just,
old school.
You just beat up their student. That's all.
I didn't beat anybody up. It was a fair roll.
I saw the video.
It was a fair roll.
I saw the video. Oh, I'm going to bring out the crack. Oh, you're cracking. Cool.
Yeah, he did.
Let me show you what I'm going to do to your cracking.
I'm going
to
go ahead and face fuck him too.
Yeah. Well, this is the problem. Yeah, that was pretty gross. You should stop that. So this is the problem, right? Yeah, it hurts my ears. So this is the problem. That poor guy that I rolled against, he didn't know any better.
Well, he was giving a false sense of security. He
was totally giving a false sense. And this guy was bigger, stronger than me, you know, definitely more athletic, younger. And for me to do the things I did to him, you know, he quit. You know what I mean? And he shouldn't have.
It's just like watching one of those no-touch guys just get fucking beat the fuck out. Like,
whoa, what just happened?
Yeah. You know what I mean? You see that moment in their eyes where they're going, this shit doesn't work. And it clicks.
None of this works.
This is all fucking foo-foo.
So, but that guy got shut down. Anyways, back to that. But my whole point is like, lungs are spreading good jiu-jitsu, good vibes, culture, so on and so forth. I have a buddy named Carlos Verona, and he went out to Spain.
Flow Academy.
Yeah, Flow Academy. The culture that he cultivates, I love it. I mean, he's very much into yoga. He's a lot more of a hippie than I am, for sure. But he's like really good yogi, does jiu-jitsu. He likes that kind of culture. And that's something that I like to try to do too. But anyways,
I definitely feel like we're traditional in some senses, but then in other senses, we're definitely not traditional. Like our group, our mentalities, how we interact with each other. Yeah. You know, we're not.
Well, I don't interact with everybody the way I interact with you.
No. But yeah. Some people will see like the way me and you interact and stuff like that, and they kind of go.
But no one's being felt left out.
No, that's the deal. I can sit there and call Wallo a fucko while we're rolling or some shit like that, and then turn around and roll with the other guy and not
call him an angel.
Yeah, call him a ninja. Not be the same person I am
that you are. Yeah, not scared.
Yeah,
but no, man. Well, that's
just kind of your audience.
We want. Well, yeah, it's like same thing with audience, and I explain that to people. About locker room talk, right? So they look at locker room talk and they're like, oh, you're part of locker room talk? You know, that's grabbing pussies and doing all that stuff. Like, no, man, a lot of that's satire, man.
That's yeah. Robbie. Yeah. I know it is.
Put it on there.
$5.
I was like, but there's a time and place for everything. This is obviously adult forum. So obviously I don't want kids listening.
Thank you for calling locker room talk. Who do we have on the line?
None your business.
Hey, what's up, man? I heard you had a pretty good role today. What's going on?
Oh, man, it was a pretty good day. What you got going on? I heard you're talking a little bit about – I caught a little bit about Carlos and your culture and stuff.
Yeah, we're talking about dicks. That's what you called.
Yeah, what happened was he was –
Okay, so you guys
– Andre Gracie assaulted a guy from Greasy Baja.
Flavio Almeida.
Flavio Almeida.
Wait, who? Wait, I'm so sorry. Back up.
Jesus fucking Christ, Robbie. How are you going to call here and just be all fuckered up? Just kidding.
All right. You
just
want me kidding. To call back later when I understand?
Yeah. I guess he wants you to go do homework, Rob, before you call in.
Hodger assaulted Almeida, apparently.
Wait, let me rephrase that.
Okay.
Roger Gracie
all right, fuck it,
assaulted man. Flavio Almeida.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
So apparently Roger. there was some issues. We're talking about culture and business and basically, yeah, I'm glad you guys brought me all the way back full circle. Hold on, Robbie. Let me finish up here, my buddy. Brought me back full circle. My whole point is that the all of our goals is spread jiu-jitsu. Each one's going to have a little bit of different culture, and to outright assault somebody because because you feel like it's a territory dispute, man, you just need to up your game.
Well, maybe he was within that 13-mile, radius that you're not supposed to open up a school.
No,
maybe
he was do that. That's in your own association.
Maybe he wanted to spread jiu-jitsu with his elbow.
Oh, he wanted – yeah. He's like, this is a combat jiu-jitsu now when you're not looking, so it's a sucker punch. I don't know. I wasn't there. I'm just regurgitating.
Hold on. We're getting another call. It is Roger Gracie. Oh, let's take that call.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's up, buddy? You going to sucker punch me? How's this work?
He wants to know your location.
Yeah. I tell him to come over, and I'm gonna beat your ass.
All right, so what's up, Robbie? You got a question, man? What's the cracking over there?
Well, why are you treating Robbie like a regular listener?
Yeah, man. Gee,
I would like to point out the difference between how you reacted to me not know what's going on, and then how Wallace reacted. Wallace explained it in 8 words. Wow! You flipped your shit.
True statement. True statement. Just saying.
Anyway. Oh,
he's triggered. You triggered him, Robbie. Oh, my God.
Anyway.
He's so mad right now.
How would you say that you're able to balance being able to keep a little bit of that, I heard what Chris was saying about tradition and then being fresh. How do you find that balance in a school?
Well, this is the deal. So, like, tradition has its place. I believe that 100% because – that is kind of like the beginnings. You should respect your beginnings for sure. But times have changed. So you have to adjust to social changes. You know what I mean? And what I mean by that is that like not everybody is like, oh, bow to your sensei. Oh, yes, professor. Yes, master. That's not it. That's not it at all. What I have to do is I want everybody to line up to show respect to each other. I want everybody to bow in and to bow off the mat as respect to each other and give everybody like, a handshake before they leave and stuff like that. That is a team building thing. And that is a traditional thing that I believe should always stay. But when it comes to talking to your people, it shouldn't be me like, bro, what are you doing? What are you doing? You need to move your arm over there. You look stupid now. You did it. Like, no, that doesn't help. There's only a few people that you can come at coaching or instructing in some sort of negative fashion where it's going to increase their game. But the average person, it's going to make them turned off. And they're going to go away and they're not going to learn jiu-jitsu. And your ultimate goal of spreading jiu-jitsu and in the lifestyle itself is going to disappear because you don't know how to talk to people, or you talk to people in a very traditional sense of master student type situation. And then your goal's gone. So that's how I kind of change it up a little bit. I'm also not so strict in uniforms as far as like you got to have your patch exactly here. What I ask is for specific colors. You know what I mean? It's acceptable. I ask for no cussing on the mat. And that's just a respect issue because in case we have kids or anything like that. Now, if we're going over self-defense techniques and stuff like that, yeah, we'll make it a little bit real to where you will be assaulted via your ears if we're working that particular technique or that particular de-escalation. A lot of jiu-jitsu, when it comes to the street stuff, is just scene safety and de-escalation of a conflict. It's before you even have to touch a person. If you can de-escalate it and get out of there, why not do that? You know what I mean? So those are kind of the things. Instead of like maybe an old school slant, like, oh, when a guy gets in your face and he's doing this, you give him the old slap. No. Why would I slap the guy if there's any way that I can create some distance, de-escalate the situation, walk away, and both of us are legally, okay and physically unharmed? You know what I mean? But if you pull these old school traditional DVDs and it's like, well, this is how you smack somebody when they disrespect you.
That's why I like Boss Rutan's DVDs a lot better.
Bang, bong, boom. Yeah. Then you take their head right here and smash it against the bar. Well, okay, maybe that bar's a little seedy. Or if you start seeing things becoming a little unrested, like maybe pay your tab and leave.
What was that?
That was this. I got a well.
That sounded
stand.
Like a monkey.
I got a well to stand.
Did that answer your question, Robbie?
Sure.
Okay, so yeah. So yeah. You got something else for me, buddy? I like answering questions.
Wow, I love that.
That was a very good answer. Like, I liked that, actually. But I was messing around. But for real, like, I mean, I thought that you had a good balance of that. And, like, one thing I never saw when Art taught was frustration. Maybe once, but that person deserved it. But,
well, he smelled like shit, so.
Yeah.
So.
Yes. Well, then that's true. But in all honesty, Art, I think you're one of the most patient people, which is so important. You know, like, it keeps students and it allows people to feel like their learning environment is safe. Then they're actually allowed, they feel like they can ask questions. Like, I've been part of places where you're like, hey, how did you do this? And they go, no questions till the end. Well, I'm going to forget. I'm not going to learn. Mm-hmm. Like, the situation now, I'm problem solving. Like, that's, if you can figure out something during problem solving, it's going to be a much deeper, embedded into your brain. Yeah. And, taking that away because, you know, the Japanese 100 years ago did it a certain way, so we passed that down and we're going to maintain it. I'm sorry, man. We're in America. I'm just saying, like, learning methods have improved and we should utilize that even in jiu-jitsu. Kit Dale talks about that stuff a lot. You never listen to stuff.
How are the vibes at Ground Dwellers, you know, with Eddie Avalar and all those guys?
I would honestly compare it to, like, a mixture between, like, Arts and the Training Yard kind of feel, man.
Okay.
Like, like how I would describe it, like, on Saturdays, it's like, yo, who cares where you train? Come on over, get some rolls in. Don't worry about, you know, I'm pretty certain. Don't worry about mat fees or anything. Just come roll. So, like, I've been in there before where there'll be, you know, 10 guys from Alliance rolling because they got a tournament next weekend.
Oh, nice.
And so, you know, there's stuff like that that you'll see, like, just a lot of, like, brotherhood, like, feel. Something really cool just to kind of mention, last night they had the right next door, there's like a pizzeria and, you know, the owner is going through a little bit of a hard time, with, you know, wife being ill and stuff. And, Eddie organized like a big kind of like, let's all come and eat at the restaurant. So there's like 100 to 150 people ordering pizzas last night, you know, and like,
that's pretty cool, man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Eddie brings the right culture and, you know, he's, you know, also direct with you too. Like, if I'm like, hey man, what can I do to improve? He goes like, you could maybe show up. That might help you.
Come to class, Otto.
No lie. That's a hard thing for a lot of instructors to say. And you know, I've had it, you know, say that before. I'm like, you know, when people ask me, I'm like, hey man, you know, you're showing up maybe once a week, maybe twice a week. You know, I need your attendance up a little bit and that'll help you. I think you're doing well. It's just that, like, you know, you need to do these certain things to improve a little bit, to improve a little bit more. So for him being direct, you know, from everything you told me about, Eddie Avalar, like, man, he sounds like my kind of dude. You know what I mean? Like, very direct, good people person, will sit and talk with you. You said that after class, he'll talk for you like 45 minutes to an hour or something like that, right?
Yeah, man. Like, you know, if he's never said, like, I mean, mind you, I'm sure if he had to go, he'd go be like, you know, make time for you talk to you. He's very fun to talk to, conversational, and knows a lot about a lot of different things. And man, and when you roll with him, he will smash you.
That's awesome.
I was so funny because, like, the other day, I'm like thinking, I'm like, okay, cool, I've improved. And then I'm rolling, and like the moment that mount came on, it was like, oh, I'll backdoor escape. Never mind, my elbows are in front of my eyes.
Here we go. So, I'm screwed. Yeah.
Like, it's just an inch to death. So you got skill. He's a good instructor and got a great vibe. Like, I couldn't have asked for anything better.
Yeah, yes, I can't wait Wallace, to meet him too.
You're welcome.
Nice.
Oh man, you want to watch a movie? All right, I have daddy maintenance about to go on here, so I'm gonna let you all go. I know you said you were talking about, you know, people that were dicks, and that's why I called in. But Wallace is just a big pussy, so I don't even know why he's part of the conversation.
I know, right?
So,
I am what I eat.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, bro!
I'll let you win that one. Yeah, that's good.
Well, you got no choice.
All right, buddy. You be easy. Tell the kiddos and fam I said hi.
I miss you guys.
Miss you too, bud.
All right, guys. Well, y'all have a good one. Take it easy.
Bye.
Bye, man. Bye, everyone.
The one and only Roberto Nunes.
Yeah, man. Good guy. You know, matter of fact, he calls me just about every day, man. I call him. or typically we'll play phone tag for two or three rounds and then we'll talk.
Same.
That's my boy. He's a chatty Cathy man, but I love it. I love our conversations. It's what's really good about guys like that, because I'm not really a good phone talker, is that he's able to engage in the conversation and be able to go back and forth. You can have a good back and forth. It's really hard when, like, you say something, they're like, yep. You're like, all right, well, fucking give me something back to talk about, bro. I can't carry this shit myself. Where Robbie, he's able to carry it. He has good conversation.
He can carry a conversation by himself.
He can't. Well, he's fun to talk to. You know what I mean? And he's kind of like me as far as like the way that we think about people and stuff like that. You know, he's like, man, I was just thinking about you. I wanted to throw you a line. You know what I mean? Just letting you know. And if you can talk or not talk, it doesn't really matter. Like, ah, man, I can't really talk. We're not going to back. Like, yeah, absolutely. I'll talk to you later. Boom. Or we're having a full blown conversation for 2 hours. I'm sitting in my garage stinking after a practice. Like, Robbie, I gotta let you go. I'm gonna jump in the shower. He's like, oh, I'll join you. I'm like, no.
He would.
He doesn't give a shit, dude. That's my boy. But Wallow, I'll talk to you on the phone. He's like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm about to jump in the shower. He's like, all right, I'll let you go. I'll call you right after. Okay, good.
Yeah. I don't want. Well, I've called him and he answers in the shower when I'm FaceTiming him. And I'm like, no.
Try to give you the goods, buddy.
I hang up. I'm like, he's like, I'm in the shower. I'm like, what the fuck are you answering?
Yeah.
Well, I had the phone right there listening to music. And
you don't have
FaceTiming me. You never know where you're going to get. Hey,
listen, bro. Just because somebody's calling you doesn't mean that you have to answer.
It all depends on who it is. If it's you, Chris, or Robbie, I'll answer. I don't give a fuck.
Listen, if I'm in the middle of something, I'm not going to answer. I'll call you back. I'm just, you know, telling you straight up right now, even though you're on your phone and really not paying attention.
I am paying attention. And I gave a squirrel a heart right here.
Okay.
Let him know.
All right.
I see him getting better.
Well, better every day.
Every day.
Every day. That's what he wrote. He's like, every day a little better.
Dude, I told you, he's in a good place. He's got great roommates. I see him having a lot of fun when he's rolling. I rolled with him on, when was it? On Wednesday.
Yeah, how do you do?
And the only reason why I was able to just hold him down was because I got 100 pounds on him. Easy.
Yeah.
So, but he's a monster.
He's a squirrel.
Yeah. He's a monster squirrel.
He's a little guy, like 140, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Was a bit of killer. Yeah. You know what? I need to get him to do a little bit of work with Zach Snow.
Okay.
As long as it's not weight cutting work.
Not weight cutting work. I'm talking about a little jujitsu work, you know what I mean? So Zach is
also a good dig.
Yeah. Dude. Just the shit he was saying about how he's weight cutting. I'm like, God damn, you need better friends.
Yeah, I know, man.
Old school. You need some better fucking friends to tell you no.
It's like, I'm gonna let you know right now.
Yeah, don't say that.
I tried to cut weight last night. And I passed out, so I'm going to need you to look out after me.
Yeah. I just need you to hold me up in the sauna. Yeah.
Well, I've talked to him a couple times when he was like, I'm cutting my weight. I'm like, you got a spotter? He's like, no. I was like,
why? What?
I was like, you need a spotter, bro. He's like, yeah, I know. It's probably not smart. I was like, no, you can die.
Yeah, I'm going
to
go ahead
and
pass out.
If you're doing any weight cutting that has to do with heat, you need a spotter.
Yeah. And then I'm going to drive home. That's what they make the guardrails for. They just help guide you. Guide you down.
My favorite game, stay in between the lines. It's usually after a couple of old fashions.
That's why they put them around the corners.
What is it with you in old fashions?
It's his drink right now, bro.
It's my drink right now. Yeah. I go through phases.
So
if I am to drink, it used to be crunch juice. I stepped up my game, dog.
Oh, man. Yeah?
You're getting a little older, a little more refined.
A little
bit older,
a little wiser, a little more refined.
Yeah, that beard's getting a little gray.
I'm like a fine bird. I'm complex.
You're like 12 year?
12 year, yeah.
Proper 12. I knew he was going to say that.
Yeah, my beard has white in it, and my hair does too. But to be honest, it's a lot more now. But I mean, I've had that since I was like 13. I've always had crazy white hair.
Old soul.
Yeah.
That's what they say, man, but I'm still petty.
Salt of the earth.
Just kidding.
Salt and pepper.
Sometimes a little petty. Sometimes
everybody.
Well, listen, you've accumulated.
You've got some petty points.
Yeah, you. Because you never use them.
Yeah, just don't cash them all in at one time.
Yeah, or imagine if you cashed them in all at once. We'd be like,
I can't deal with this. I'm out
right now.
Well, check, please.
Well, you know, it's funny. I have a different group of friends, and I love them all the same for sure. And one group of friends are like, bro, you keep everything in. You don't anything out. You just compartmentalize. I have other friends that are like, bro, you don't know how to compartmentalize. You just let everything out. I'm like, well, it's kind of a combination of both. Like, what I compartmentalize.
Who are these other friends?
I know.
Yeah. What I compartmentalize is.
Hey, what the fuck is wrong with you guys?
You're right. Those are not good friends.
Yeah. No, not at all.
I know. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. So what I compartmentalize is typically bigger. It's the same problems everybody has. You know what I mean? It's just like have weird ways of handling them sometimes. So I have to just be very mindful. So typically how this conversation will come by is like, hey, it's been 3 months. I'm going to go on my little walkabout, which I go find a mountain or go find a trail. But I leave for a couple of days, just do my own thing, just reground myself. We talked about this before, right? And so that's how always the conversation type comes up. They're like, hey, what are you doing this weekend? Well, I'm heading over to DuPont Trail, Georgia, or I'm heading over to whatever it may be. You know what I mean? And they will get in that conversation. They're like, yeah, man, you know. And the people that really know me, I tell you guys a lot of stuff. The people that don't really know me, that's all come on my mind. Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. So just so you know, you guys are not that really good of a friend, don't we, them?
Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah, if you don't know, now you know.
And if you don't know, now you know, ninja.
But yeah, it used to be really bad. And, you know, it would just be like, you can only take so much, and then it becomes violent. You know, not necessarily violent, like you hurt somebody, but violent. It's explosive. It's an issue. It becomes a big
problem. Yeah, I have to talk big problem down a couple of times. Like,
huh? Yeah.
Don't be stupid.
Have kids, bro.
Definitely talk me down. I'm not having kids. That's a
bro, stuff. Have kids. Because, man, you have to keep all that fucking pressure in and pressure in, and then you just go outside. You're like,
I will just make another one.
No, you just go outside. You stick your head in the pool, and you just scream as loud as you can for a little while. You know, kids think you're trying to drown yourself. Awesome. I am, but, you know, the body shut down and came out.
You drowned.
So let's go back to Gordon Ryan.
Sorry, I got heavy for a second. Let's go
no,
back.
No, he's, you know, you were talking about his first match.
Yeah, 47, nothing.
But his last match, well, actually, the match, there was a match in between apparently Yuri Simoes and Cal Tarot, which, by the way, we've had on the podcast. If you didn't know.
Now you do.
By the way, we're kind of a big deal now because Cal Tarot liked one of my Instagram pictures. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Anyway, we've had Cal Tarot on the podcast. And apparently they both disagreed with Gordon beating Yuri. I guess they gave him an advantage, or they didn't give an advantage point to Yuri. And that's how he was able to
get past them.
So he won by advantage?
I guess. And so they didn't agree with it, and Gordon had to go online and explain the rule set that apparently he didn't get past his legs. And if you don't get past his legs,
it's not a pass.
You're not going to get the advantage point.
Yeah.
So
Gordon didn't get past.
No. Yuri didn't get past Gordon's legs. That's why he didn't get the advantage point.
And that's where Carter and then we're saying
that they disagreed with the ruling. So
you're always going to have that when it comes to – if it's not sub only, you're always going to have that little bit of issue.
But anyway, I like Cal Tara.
I like him too.
Yeah. He was such a nice guy.
Yeah, he was nice.
You weren't here.
Yeah, no. He doesn't like your animals though. It makes it where you can't breathe.
Oh, sorry. Maybe he used to jiu-jitsu those allergies.
Tough, man. It's tough. No, it was cool, man. Cal Tara was really cool, man. He held a really good seminar. I thought it was fun. And then – you know, we all went to Terragocha or whatever. Had some Brazilian steakhouse.
You did. I didn't.
Oh, yeah, I did.
You weren't invited.
No,
were
I was not.
No, you were not part of the cool crew.
No, cool. I don't care. That's all right. I'm part of my crew.
Yeah.
My own crew.
Yeah. I can be my own crew.
I wanted to go home anyway. So.
Yeah, you were tired.
No, I wasn't.
Yo, bitch.
I wanted steak, but that's okay.
Now, see, Joe, if you go to Wallace Place now and you see his projector set up and all like that, now when he goes, yeah, I'm a little tired. No, the fuck you ain't. You're going home to hit that projector. I don't know, maybe porn.
I watched White Boy Rick last night.
How'd you like
it? Oh, how was it?
It was all right.
14-year-old gangster?
Right. Yeah. It was, he had his moments and he kind of like his peaks and valleys. And, okay. And then at the end, you're like, oh, man, I'm glad he's out of jail. Okay. He was thrown in jail for a nonviolent crime.
Of course.
And he was like the longest prisoner in Michigan history for a nonviolent crime. Mm. He did almost 30 years.
Oof.
Yeah. And he was 17 when he went in.
Oof.
I know.
30 years. You just killed that man's life.
Pretty much.
Might as well just murder him right there.
But he was so happy and so glad to be out. He sounded so positive, you know, at the end because they played like a phone call. Mm-hmm. Or whatever. He sounded like pretty upbeat to the fact that he was out. So
let me, I mean, I would be pretty, I'd be pretty upbeat too. It's like, yo.
twice is what he, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's a bullshit. I don't know. It's so weird to me. Like man-made constructed rules will put you, if it's a nonviolent crime, like you didn't kill somebody or didn't do that, will put you in a box for 30 years. 30 years.
Yep. Yeah. Let that sink in. Mm-hmm.
30 years.
Anyway, let's go back to Gordon Ryan. And
can we get off of that subject?
I don't know.
Yeah, so Gordon Ryan, yeah. So he started getting bitch slapped by Cyborg.
So apparently he was not taking kindly to Gordon's trash talk, and he just slapped him 5 times.
Yeah.
As he was trying to grab his neck and shit. And then
for the call time, yeah.
Yeah, and then he apologized, but if you looked at his apology, you're like,
that was a backhanded apology.
It's like, come on.
I mean, that would
dude.
Be the definition of a backhanded apology.
Well, basically, this is the deal. It's like Gordon was talking about something online about, you know, your girlfriend's coming to me or something like that. And he was just making a blanket statement of like,
it's what he does.
Some
first of all, if you're going to take all that shit to heart, it's like, just don't follow him. Don't listen to him.
There again, though, bro.
Because he said it before and he did say it again afterwards because he did an interview. And he's just promoting the sport. He's just trying to sell tickets, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
He wants it to go mainstream just like, you know, any other sport.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they can all make some money. So they can all benefit from it.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's got to be, you know, the WWE heel,
mm-hmm.
then he's going to do it. But people take this shit to heart.
Yeah, they do.
And then you get what you got at Worlds where he, you know... No, I guess Cyborg lost his shit and, you know,
I wouldn't say he lost his shit.
Well, he did
lose his shit because instead of trying to beat him on the mats, he got himself disqualified on purpose.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to attack him.
Well, he wanted to attack him, and didn't he lost to him last time too, right? Via heel hook or something like that.
I don't know.
Is that the one that John Danaher broke down?
I think so.
This is Cyborg versus him, and this is...
It could be.
So I think there's a combination of that. I think maybe he possibly knew that he wouldn't be able to beat him.
And listen,
and I'm just going to go out getting disqualified.
And I'm not trashing Cyborg.
I'm definitely not trashing him either.
I don't know him personally, but yeah. You know, a lot of people say that he's a good guy. So
that's all I've ever heard is
he's a great guy. I'm not. I'm just saying.
So and then Gordon Ryan too. I do know that he is a good guy too, and I do know that he trolls the shit out of people. For sure he does. For sure he does. In fact, he trolled one of our guys. I was just talking shit. Chick, it wasn't our guys, but a guy that we know that we're friends
with. Yeah, he's a
friend.
So one of our friends that talks shit about Gordon Ryan just because. She's just like, fuck that guy. I was like, well, why would you say that, man? You know what I mean? I had an offline conversation with him.
That was hilarious.
Yeah,
that was the best thing I'd ever seen.
I had an offline conversation with our friend, you know, and he's like, oh, yeah. Well, he got it, man. I was just like, dude, you can realize he's a person, dude, man. You can just, whatever. Straight fuck you.
But it was like, that made my fucking Saturday. Like, I'm sitting there scrolling through. I see Wallace post.
Shit, that's hilarious.
And then I see the other guy's post. And then Ryan comes back. Well, fuck you, too. I'm like, oh. Everything stopped. Like, I stopped walking. I had to just appreciate this moment for a second.
Well, this is going to be funny.
This is going to be good. Let me go ahead and tag this to follow this.
What are you doing? What is that?
He's playing games. He's playing games, and you know, whenever the ads come up in the free games, so he just had to quiet.
Yeah,
I do appreciate he's, you know, even
it's funny to me.
I guess he was thinking that it's not honorable, but I don't see it as, you know, I don't see it like that. You know, it's like, bro, he's just trying to get attention. He's just trying to, you know, elevate the viewership.
I see Cyborg where it's not honorable. I understand the honor standpoint of it. Sure. That's old school people, but you on the you on the flip side didn't honor the principle of the match,
right?
You know, you dishonored yourself as well by fucking slapping the shit out of them 5 times, and some of them weren't even like, I mean, they were just straight up forearm strikes.
And I don't know if you saw Gordon, he was laughing, he was chuckling.
Well,
yeah.
I know he did.
What else are you gonna fucking do?
Blast has been doing that to me for the last 6 years, so I can handle it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he wrote something like that.
And even Tom made a little post about it. He's like, that shit wasn't hurting Ryan. I've been slapping that kid in the head for fucking years, you know, kind of thing. He's like, you guys just don't understand. He's used to that.
Apparently, Gary Tonin has been doing the same shit to him.
Oh, yeah.
Curious, but that whole, he's like, we forget that he's only 22 years old. And all these guys are like close to their 30s, if not already in their 30s.
Yeah.
I'm sure De Blas is in his 30s.
Oh, yeah.
Tonin might be close to his 30s or 30 already.
Yeah.
So it's like, man, you know, you walk into a gym, 15 years old, you know, you got a coach who's 10 years older at least, a teammate that's 8 or 9 years older than you. Bro, those guys have lived a little bit longer, and they're going to tease you. And yeah.
It's going to be a little rougher on you.
Yeah. Like when I grew up in our neighborhood, you know, I had my friends that were my age, but we also hung out with the guys that were like 4 years older than we were. You know, when we were starting high school, they were already in college.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, we got thick skin because we joke around with those guys. We still do. We have a chat on Facebook. And we still go back and forth. Yeah. Some of the guys are like, man, you guys are crazy. It's like, bro, this is nothing new.
No.
This is how we've been since we were kids.
Yeah. Well, it's just like, you know, growing up, I was like that. But then I probably spent 10 years hanging out with Nick in a tattoo parlor.
Yeah.
And if you go into a situation like that with thin skin,
yeah, if you're a little too sensitive, you're not.
You are not lasting long at all.
And sure, we had fights between the guys.
Sure.
But that was funny as shit too.
Yeah. Cause you're going to catch somebody who's on an off day that maybe just ain't in the mood to fuck with it. And you hit them with something like it's a normal day and they get a little bent.
Yep.
They get a little triggered. They get mad. Not going to point any fingers.
I told you guys,
but we still love them.
The rip. I tell you guys what I expect from the rip, so it's not new. So you can't be like, "Whoa, I didn't know you're gonna act that way." I'm like, "Whoa, yeah, man," because I told you I don't like it. So it is what it is.
I know. And sometimes we'll do it. We'll do it going into it. They understand. Going, yeah, he's probably gonna get a little angry with this, but we're gonna drive down this road real quick.
Fuck with him today.
It was just a little drive by.
Just a little drive by. Gonna
test the waters out. Oh, there he goes.
There he goes.
Makes for a good TV.
Yep.
Makes for good radio. Yep.
See you guys later. Bye.
Awesome. Yeah. Now all the people that have to deal with me the rest of the day are like pissed off.
It's all right. They'll get over it.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Fuck me. All right.
Not with that attitude, I won't.
Right. Jesus Christ. Look at Debbie Doubter.
Did you guys see that Francis Ngannou and Cain Velasquez are on spot for the next fight?
Really?
Yeah. Cain hasn't fought in 2-3 years, man, because of injuries and shit.
Do you want to see that fight?
I do.
Really?
I want to see what Cain's going to do. Because, I mean, my thinking is Cain is going to come in, going to try to jab maybe 1-2, throw a big right overhand, and then double.
You mean leg. Fight like he did in 2000? You know, the same
old 1-1-2, double leg, bring him down, and just pound him out.
All right.
What do you think?
Probably.
I think Francis Ngannou is going to have cardio out the ass. He's going to be able to just wrestle, just, you know,
that's
the
funny.
Yeah, okay.
You're a funny guy. Yeah.
He's been on that bike.
Yeah, I can see Francis Ngannou
wrestling. Is it a regular bike or is it a Peloton bike?
It's probably a Peloton.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure that's what they have at the UFC training center.
I'm sure.
A Peloton.
But man, talk about somebody who was like, you know, UFC was propping up top of the world. This is going to be a killer. One loss, two loss, gone.
Well, he won his last one pretty decisively.
Against who?
What was his name?
Exactly.
It doesn't matter what his name is. He's out of here.
That was just a baby gate. Either the dog finally figured out how to get her bowling ball head through it or...
It was mama. It's the wife. Okay.
He called you a dog with a bowling ball head. I heard him say it.
What are you doing with that? Oh, is that what I need to set up? Okay.
So we were talking what was it last week or the week before about Karen Bryan and on Fox, you know, UFC on Fox, and how she was part of the anchor group or whatever.
She got kicked out.
Well, she didn't get kicked out, but you know how the UFC is going now to ESPN.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
She's going to ESPN.
Is she?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I thought that.
I hope they take Bisping with them.
Well, Bisping is going to be doing a lot of more commentating on the pay-per-views now.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. I'm hoping that maybe.
So my thing is like, what happens now to Jimmy Smith? Because they brought Jimmy Smith to do this thing with Rogan, And now he's like doing like.
I don't know if they brought him to do it with Rogan or is to take. I have a feeling UFC's probably preparing for Rogan to
exit.
Because he's already not doing. He doesn't do international.
Well, he does only 12 pay-per-views, the domestic ones.
Yeah.
And that's what he wants to do.
Yeah, that's what he wants to do.
So
yeah.
As long as they keep they keep bringing him back for those, I'm sure he'll do it.
Maybe.
Unless he's just, ready to move on.
I think he's been doing it for a long ass time, and I could see him just going, because dude, he has so much fun with those fucking fight companions. He does. True. And they're fun.
Well, he has fight companions. This is normal, powerful Joe Rogan. He has his MMA talk. Now, I mean, he has a lot of fucking shit going on.
And he's got his stand-up always going.
And his stand-up. And he puts that shit out, content out, a couple times a week, man.
Yeah. No, I mean, there's sometimes where there's nothing. And the next thing you know, it's bam, there's four podcasts. Four, five, three-hour podcasts for the week. And you're like, fuck, I got to watch. Behind on those. I'm behind on your mom's house ones. And I'm just
he gets millions of downloads. That's a lot of advertising because, revenue.
He ain't doing the UFCs because he needs the money. He's doing those because he enjoys it.
Yeah.
But if he's not enjoying it and he's having more fun doing the fight companions, I could see him going, at the end of this contract, I'm good. Take care.
Call her a day.
Yeah, call her a day.
So they put the Cejudo Dillashaw fight.
I'm excited about that.
It was supposed to be on pay-per-view, but they put it for the first
airing
on ESPN Plus.
Nice, cool.
But see, I got to do some looking into what ESPN Plus is. Is that like something I got to subscribe to?
Yep,
like
$9.99 a month.
Yeah, fuck you. Sorry.
Fuck. Well, dude, let me check this out, man. Cejudo versus TJ Dillashaw.
Dillashaw.
Who you got?
Oh, I got Dillashaw.
I think Dillashaw, too. You think it's because Cejudo's so small?
No. TJ's small. I'd really.
He's bigger than Cejudo.
Okay.
Cejudo's a tough ass dude, though.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm not saying that he's
striking
not.
Is not there.
The striking, I don't feel Cejudo's striking is there, but I think if Cejudo gets him on the ground, it might be.
His striking is pretty good, but it's not on bang level. I think TJ's is a little bit better.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he beat DJ. Do you think he'd be able to beat TJ Dillashaw?
Huh?
I just said no.
Do you think there's a chance?
Well, yeah, there's always a chance. There's always a fighter's chance.
Yeah. What do you think?
Maybe Cejudo kicks him in the balls and goes ahead and takes that one nut shot to him, and then.
How do you think Cejudo loses?
Decision.
Strikes.
Damn. I say he goes all the way, but.
Nah, I feel strikes.
5 rounds.
Knockout?
I feel strikes.
What round?
I feel probably third.
Damn.
I feel strikes just because I have a feeling. TJ is probably going to light him up a couple times. Cejudo will do like a lot of guys do. They'll revert back to what he's really good at, which would be trying to get it to the ground. And he's going to take shots. When he goes for the shot, it ain't going to be there. TJ will already be moved, and he's going to eat a couple shots from the side, and it'll be over.
I want Cejudo to win, but I have a feeling TJ is going to be. TJ.
I think TJ could just outpace him as far as striking. just barrage him. But we'll see.
It should be interesting. It will be the first.
It's sad, though, because I'm not going to watch it.
I will on YouTube the next day.
Yeah. I mean, sorry.
I'm just not going to pay $9.99 a month on top of the $9.91 a month that I pay for UFC Fight Pass.
See, and that's what's so funny, man, is I'm trying to figure out why UFC thought, where's the play here? Because I'm already with UFC Fight Pass.
Right.
So you're going to make me choose between Fight Pass and
ESPN
Plus?
Yeah. Somehow they need to figure out how to roll that together.
Yeah. I'm not doing two subscriptions. Sorry. No. And I mean, I don't know what ESPN Plus offers. I know what Fight Pass offers. If I want to watch fights, I can watch
the whole library. Yeah.
Yeah. I can watch whatever, not even UFC's library. I can watch fucking the shit in Japan. I can watch the shit in Alaska. I can watch fucking
Glory.
You know?
EBIs.
I could do all that. Yeah. Why am I gonna? What am I gonna get with ESPN? I'm gonna get some more collegiate basketball games.
The last Polaris tournament was on UFC Fight Pass. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, that's true too. Like at ESPN.
Sorry,
ESPN. I'm not into traditional sports. I guess I just don't.
Well, that's the
same. We know.
Well, I am, but I'm not into it to the point to where I'm gonna subscribe to ESPN Plus.
What is this foosball thing that you're playing right here? And why are you hitting that ball with that stick?
Yeah.
Well, this is the deal, man. It's like, I played those games. I played them. I just don't like watching them.
I think there's certain sports that are a lot.
I
played
football in high school. You know, it was okay, but I just don't like watching it.
Well, were you a punter?
I was actually a center. He was a
catcher.
A catcher? He said football, not baseball.
Oh, okay.
Jesus Christ. This guy right here. A little bit. Watch him.
How many extra points did you get in football? Did you ever get a hat trick?
I played hockey too, though.
Did you?
I did play hockey. Right. I played hockey when I was in Alaska. And I played football and I wrestled. I wrestled in junior high, in high school, and for like a hot second. And then I did played football in high school.
I just played baseball, football. We didn't have wrestling.
I sucked at all sports. I was not very athletic. And then I got into bodybuilding. And then I kind of started getting confidence and started doing well in that. And
then that's just moving weights. It's not really a competition.
Well, it is when you're trying to move mass amounts of weights against other people.
Hey, take all those dumbbells from here and put them over there.
Yeah. See who do it the fastest. Now it's a competition.
Now you're talking about CrossFit, though.
Yeah, exactly.
He wasn't doing CrossFit.
No.
He wasn't doing CrossFit.
That's it was before up CrossFit and down. Was way up and down.
Up and down. Just up and down.
Squat, bench, dead. So the big three big lifts. Squat, bench, deads.
All right.
Anywho, guys, before we go.
Oh, wow. You're just going to cut this shit off like that, huh?
Yeah.
Have you noticed he's been doing that?
We got shit to do.
Okay. I know, but normally there's a little bit of a kind of wind down and a wrap up. Well,
that was a wind down. We're like talking about sports and you're like, burr, 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 you bored him. He's like, time to go. And I agree. Let's do this.
All right. Well, he's
got
to go. So.
He does. He's got people to see.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a buddy coming in who's in from Hawaii right now. So I'm going to go hang out with him.
For sure. Before we go, any shout outs? Anybody you want to?
BlackHiveTattoo.com. Thank you, buddy.
He's talking shit about me.
Oh, of course. There's this new Wallow Basic Designs. Yeah. The fuck is
all cool. Right, guys. Thank you very much for your support. Christ. We appreciate you listening. Art does not know shit about it,
right?
And we'll catch you next week.
Hold on.
No.
That's
stop.
I gotta
look it up.
Bye.
Stop. Bye.